What is it that most commonly holds back creative people from doing what they really want to do?
You know, what stops people being creative is not thinking they're a creative person. So yeah. I think that's an interesting point, isn't it? You know, to live life in this world and in this city, you got to be creative. You know, to pay the rent, you got to be creative. So it's tapping into that and exploring what creativity is. But what blocks people most is, yeah, their self-critic. It's that self-judge. And it's fear. And it's fear of humiliation and fear of shame. So it's a very, very naked thing, I think, to share yourself creatively. And I can never remember the quotes that I use as a rule, but someone clever said, a work of art is not complete until it's been exhibited.
That was me.
Was it you?
It was.
There you go.
The creative act is incomplete without an audience.
Yeah, that's the issue, right? Is, am I worthy of presenting to an audience? Am I going to be heckled? Am I going to be laughed off stage? Am I going to be ridiculed? So our early experiences that form us, that are often ones of humiliation and exposure, you know, in a classroom or in front of our family or our friends, that's what gets deeply imprinted and you go, whoa, I'm not going there again. I don't care what it takes. And, you know, I think I've done this great picture or I've written this great book, but what if I publish it and everyone hates it and says it's shit? I used to kind of fool my self-critic into leaving me alone by going, well, I'm not going to publish it. It's that whole trick of writing a letter that you don't plan to send to someone. It gives you that freedom to write, and then you quickly stick it in the post before you change your mind. And it's the same thing. It's like write a book that I don't plan to publish and then quickly publish it before my self-critic wakes up.